Mic check again. Hello, hello, hello. Mic check again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. You good? Everybody good? We're good? All right, sounds good. How we doing?
Josh, what is it like when it seems to be everything is cooking?
I mean, feels good, I'll tell you that. Again, I think this could have easily been a game where we had 10 days off and let up on the gas. Didn't sense that from our guys. A lot of urgency throughout the week. Practiced really hard. Had a really good game plan. I thought Joe called a great game today. We went out there and executed. But again, that we didn't win it today. We won it, you know, in the last 10 days. And good thing about that is we had 10 days off. And the bad thing about it is now we got a short week and we're going into a really hostile environment. With the Ravens and two-time MVP Lamar, so we're gonna have a turn this real quick and start focusing on them ASAP.
Dr. Josh, again, great performance. Surgery with a chainsaw, 4 eagles, no bogeys. You know, what was going on in your mind running out of the tunnel on a Monday night, and the importance of setting the tone early?
And I think it's the same mindset that I've had throughout the season. We're just trying to go 1-0 each week, and again, I think last week we found it. Through running the ball, and this week we knew we were going to have to throw it. And again, guys made plays. They played us in a lot of man, and again, we're just guys making plays. Our offensive line blocked their tails off, and our defense gave us some good field position. So it was a very complimentary football win tonight, and you love seeing those.
Keon with his first career touchdown reception. Can you take us through that play?
Keon? Yeah. Just kind of a play action, two-guy route. You know, they're playing man-to-man, and I'm just kind of reading wherever the safety goes. I'm throwing it to the other guy, and he did a good job of getting on the hump and running and making a play. Happy for him getting his first one. Got Ray Davis in the end zone, his first one. Those are special moments that you'll always remember, so it's good to see those guys get in.
Josh, Shakir does not miss a pass. If you haven't missed him in, like, the last 10 games, I think. Why is he able to, every time he's targeted, he finds a way to catch the ball?
I mean, I can say this over and over. He's a freaking football player. He is, like, emphasis on football. He loves the game. He does things the right way. He's so selfless in his approach throughout the week. He may get 2 passes during practice. And, again, he just keeps finding ways to be in the right spot at the right time, and he makes plays. And that's just kind of his M.O. I freaking love him. I'm so proud of him and his trajectory that he's done in his career so far. We got a lot of work to do, a lot to learn from and grow from, and that's where I'm excited because, again, he's just a football player. He does things the right way, and you can't help but root for the guy.
Josh, 6 different players scored a touchdown tonight. What does that say about, like, this offense and what you guys are trying to do?
No, and I think it's paying dividends of what we've worked on throughout the entire offseason and through training camp of the everybody eats mentality. And, again, it could be your play, this play. You never know when it's going to happen, and that's the beauty of it. When guys get to buy into this and really understand, like, I may not get the ball 4 or 5 times thrown to me a game, but the 1 or 2 times I do, I'm going to have opportunities to be in the end zone. And, you know, it's a fun and wonderful thing when you got a bunch of guys that don't care about the stats, they don't care about the touchdowns. And, again, I think throughout practice we've just had – this mindset of, like, hey, let's just do things the right way and find ways to win football games. That's what we're doing right now.
Josh, a couple hours ago, LeBron James tweeted, "I really like watching Josh Allen play football."
That's pretty cool. I've been wearing LeBron's cleats, the Fruity Pebbles, at practice for that reason. I'm a big fan of his, and, you know, coming from him, you know, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, NBA basketball player of all time, I think that's pretty cool.
Sticking with Shakir, that first drive you got cut short if you don't convert that 4th down. Just what did you see on that play?
Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, they went to a zone coverage, which that play's not great in. But, again, the pre-snap motion that Joe has in and the smartness of Khalil to get out there quickly just kind of forces them to move, and I think they just kind of lost him. Everybody kind of rolled to the right, and it was just an easy pitch and catch, let him go do the work. So, yeah, it was just a good play design.
Josh, 3-0 right now. You've been there, done that. Naturally, we know this team is going to get all the love this week. But how do you remind these guys it's still a long way to go?
One game at a time. You don't win a Super Bowl, get into the playoffs with 3 games, and I think this team understands that. Like I said, we'll watch this film and put this behind us as quickly as we can. And, you know, like I said, we have a really good team that we're going into, and, you know, we got to be ready.
You know, LeBron play was a first-team All-State tight end. We like a lot of tight ends here. How do you think he'll fit in this offense?
We can throw him a few fades. I'd love that.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Josh.